The second reading is continuing on at chapter 28. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commandments I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading rough through will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies will rise up against you, will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on anything you put your hands to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he has given you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity. In the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commandments of the Lord your God that I give you to stay and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside any of the commandments I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them.